We touched on this with Reverend Moore a few moments ago about the level of violence and the threats that truly innocent people are experiencing just by doing their role in making sure an election is run and run successfully. This courtesy of the Brennan Center for Justice. This was a study done back in May of this year. Some of the takeaways: local election officials have taken important steps since 2020 to improve election security and staff safety. According to the study, 92% have taken critical steps to increase election security for voters, election workers, and the election infrastructure since 2020. This includes implementing or improving cybersecurity protections and enhancing physical security of election offices as well as polling places. Broad majority of election officials who identified changes in state law or additional funding to protect election workers in their jurisdictions say that these efforts increased their sense of safety. So an action and a result to the positive side. 38% of local election officials report experiencing threats, harassment, or abuse. Safety concerns, they've reached or exceeded levels from the last federal election year. 54% are now concerned about the safety of their colleague and staff, and 28% are concerned about their family or loved ones being threatened or harassed. 62% are worried about political leaders engaging in efforts to interfere with how election officials do their jobs. 13% are concerned about facing pressure to certify results in favor of a specific candidate or party versus certifying the one who legitimately won the election. Let's go in a bit deeper with all this. Isaac Kramer is the executive director of South Carolina's Charleston County Board of Voter Registration and Election. He described how a group traveled to county polling locations specifically to harass election workers. This was not during a federal election, the June 2022 primaries. One of these traveling harassers posted a threatening message online saying, "For all of you on the team tomorrow observing the polls, good hunting." More than one-third of local election officials know at least one person who resigned, at least in part due to safety concerns. That's up from 22% back in 2023. Reverend Moore made a reference to Arizona a few moments ago. Arizona election workers have run active shooter drills and obtained materials to barricade doors. In Michigan, officials have completed de-escalation trainings. And in Tallahassee, Florida, bullet-resistant glass had to be installed at the election office. Michigan, as well as Georgia, they put into place programs to allow poll workers to send a text message that at the same time notifies an election official, the Secretary of State's office, and law enforcement of any danger at a voting location. So that is the world that we now live in when it comes to what used to be automatically anticipated to be peaceful, calm, successful, organized elections.